Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time. Hi, my name is Mark Vallone, and I'm the youth minister here at St. Anthony of Padua. I'm a father of three, and I'm extremely excited to be here today. Although this is my first official podcast, you might recognize me as the voice of the intro and outro of this podcast if you've listened to any of our previous episodes. As I said, I'm excited to be here, and I would like us to begin with a passage from Matthew chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. These incredibly familiar words from the Our Father, spoken by Jesus, teach us to pray. And today we focus in on, give us this day our daily bread. At first glance, this might seem like a simple request for food, and it is, but it's also so much more. It's about trust, dependence, and recognizing that everything we have, our food, our health, our time, or even our very breath, is a daily gift from God. Bread nourishes, but in Scripture, it also symbolizes something deeper, God's generosity. Think about the Israelites in the wilderness. When they cried out for food, God gave them manna, but he gave it daily, just enough for that day. If they tried to hoard it, it spoiled. Why? Because God was teaching them to trust in his ongoing generosity. We too are invited to trust God's generosity daily, not just for our meals, but for strength, for guidance, for grace. Jesus himself in John 6 tells us, I am the bread of life. The daily bread we seek isn't just physical, it's spiritual. This Lent, ask yourself, what am I truly hungry for? Maybe it's peace in the middle of chaos. Maybe it's healing from wounds or clarity in a difficult situation. Maybe it's a deeper faith and connection with God. Personally, I am hungry for hope. My 12-year-old Evelyn told me yesterday that she sometimes gets really worried for the country and for the future. She feels that there isn't anything that she can do to make things better. This is a feeling I understand all too well. The 24-hour news cycle has us seeing enemies around every corner. But I have to remind myself what Christ calls us to do with our enemies. My hunger is to cling to hope and to desire to love first. Jesus teaches us to bring these hungers to God. But notice the words, give us this day our daily bread, not just my bread, but our bread. We are called to think beyond ourselves, to be mindful of those who hunger, physical and spiritually. As we continue this Lenten journey, I want to invite you to take a challenge today. I challenge you to pray the Our Father slowly. And when you reach, give us this day our daily bread, pause. Name your hungers before God, then name someone else's. Lift them up in prayer. Be someone else's daily bread. Around you are people that are hungry, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Maybe you check in on a friend or write a note of encouragement. Or donate to the food pantry. Small actions to be the bread someone else desperately needs. Thank you so much. I would like to close us in a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for the ability to run to you with our hungers, with our fears, with our anxieties. During the season of Lent, we ask that you allow us to see what it is that we should be hungry for. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us. Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.